And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their minds.
They so they have an extra one.
And that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Look at Clary.
That was from the Olympics.
Yeah, getting ready for the Winter Olympics. They're right around the corner, baby.
Look at Clary.
Even though that was a swimmer from the Summer Olympics, it gets me pumped up.
Isn't that a dude saying that?
Yes.
That's what I tried.
Look at Clary.
The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Real quick, going to get a little sound check here to make sure all this stuff. A couple weeks ago, I goofed up and I wasn't running the feed correctly. So I want to make sure that we have the... Yep, it's all good.
He was so excited about Clary. I know who Clary is.
He was coming from behind.
He was way behind. The guy who was winning that race was ahead by like
lengths.
And then on the final turn, Clary came out of nowhere
and won.
He was so happy.
I mean,
he was
coming out, and it was like, oh man, it was literally like,
yeah. You could just see him doing a little Superman thing. You know, like, whoa, Superman,
where's he coming from?
Look at Clary.
But before he said that, no one was paying attention to. I remember that moment, but the next day when I got that piece of audio so you guys could play it on the show because it was such a big deal that he won.
We didn't care. All we cared about
was how
fruity the guy said.
Look at Clary.
He had people teeth.
Oh, the people teeth guy is great too. You'll have to bing that one later.
Yeah.
By the way, I have switched off of Google a long time ago, and I've been binging on my phone for a long time.
Oh, wow.
I just want to say because I ran into somebody who was like, "You use Bing?" And I was like, "Yeah, man, I do."
Did I lose? And,
yeah, you lost.
Oh man, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, we will. I'm sorry. Go ahead. He interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. I switched a long time ago.
Because you think Google's watching you?
No, I got mad one time because of one of the Google Doodles. I forget what it was. It was like Easter or something like that.
And instead of Bubba being offended by something that people should never be offended by.
I wasn't even offended. I was just like, you know what? It's Easter. Put up the, you know, something, crucifix. So instead, they had like some biochemist or something.
I was mad.
I remember that.
Remember that? And I was like, yeah, Bubba's like, you know,
don't forget they had done Easter the 2 years prior, and this was this guy's birthday. And,
what's bigger than Easter on
matter.
Easter?
You're getting offended by something that's not even something people should.
What's
people
bigger
need
than Easter
what
on
What do you
Easter?
Hate more than anything when people are offended by stupid crap?
I know.
And then
know.
You do it.
That was my moment. Hey,
hypocrite.
Dude, we're all hypocrites.
I know.
All
I can't
are hypocrites.
Stand
but you know what? Bubba showed Google.
And you know what? I still have not gone back to Google.
He's a binger.
I'm a binger,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, Bing sucks. I said it.
I like it. I like Bing images better, too. When you do it on your phone, it's better.
Bing's better.
All right, D, here's your dollar.
Okay.
See it?
Yeah,
there it is.
Good.
Okay,
thank you.
What is that for?
$1.
Because he's a bad better.
I bet Big D that his wife would not make it onto her plane this morning because she had a flight.
Oh, you got to hold on. Wait. Big D's got to tell the whole story, first of all, because
man,
this is...
No, I won't.
No,
no, man.
He's
this
like,
is classic ploy.
You ain't going to get me in that.
This is a classic dude ploy. I'm not falling for that.
I'll tell a small part of it.
I'll tell the story
because
I'll be able to change things.
All I was going to say was she had a 10 o'clock flight, and it was 9:15, and they had just gotten to the airport. And I was like,
They're not going to make it.
He was like, yeah, they'll be fine. I'm like, no.
That's close. It's close, but they'll make it.
They made it.
They did.
They got on the plane. So
I think they had the pre-check. I think that helped.
Okay. So she made it. So
yeah, he was like, they're not going to make it. I guess I bet you a dollar. He lost. They made it. Gunner's keeping me updated the whole time.
That's great.
Mom's losing her mind. What do you mean? No, she's freaking out in traffic. Of course she is.
But it was your fault, right?
No, that wasn't. No one ever said that.
But. No, but I'm just saying it. Usually, that's what happens in my world. It's like I'll forget to do something. It has nothing really to do. It'll have nothing to do with what's really going on at the time, but I'll forget to do something, and it's my fault. And, you know, I'm cool with that. As long as you know your place, you're good.
You know, we all have our you know, pros and cons, things we're good at. One of the things I'm really good at is time management. I just know it. I can tell you, we're going to shoot. My dad could do it, too. Still can. We're going to pull up. He used to do that. We're going to pull up into the house at 8:57, and we would be 4 hours away.
And this is before GPS and all that.
Yeah. Sure enough, man. He'd get close. Sometimes he'd nail it, but he'd get close.
Big shout out to Autumn Rose, listening in Germany, who's a listener on AFN Stuttgart. I think that's cool, man.
Sounds official.
You know, I'm the worst at time management, and thank God my wife is just as bad. God bless you. Thank God my wife is just as bad as me.
I got one more.
On it. One more?
Thanks for turning the camera on me.
God save you.
Boy, no one looks more unattractive than when you're sneezing.
It's that weird little face you get, too, the pre-sneeze face.
Yeah.
My father has the I have a pretty loud sneeze.
Mine is violent and loud.
Oh, my God. Seriously. It's like someone shooting a gun in the next room. It's just, boom, every time.
He does it on purpose.
No.
He could calm that down.
I wish I could.
I'm telling you, I don't think he's not that type of guy to overact or anything like that.
Settle down, Dad.
Yeah, it's really not his thing.
Well, and my thing is I'm a mouth sneezer, which I know is bad, but I have this fear of, like, especially in a situation like this where you're in the room with me and Patrick, if you sneeze out of your nose and snot comes out, you know we're going to talk all about it. We're going to be like, dude, you boogered everywhere. So I try to let the pressure, most of it, go out through my mouth. And I don't know why, but it just makes it louder.
Oh, man, there's nothing worse than sneezing and getting boogering it. And then where it comes out, and there's, like, because of the force coming out your nose, and
it wraps up and flips onto your nose.
For a while, it kind of does like those, you know, those things in front of like cell companies or
Those little dancing,
dancing air guys. Yes. It's like that, but coming out your nose. And he's like, blah, 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 and then it slaps across your nose or on your lip or whatever. It's gross.
Remember Dad's Booger Mountain?
Patrick, did he ever tell you about his dad's Booger Mountain?
My dad let me borrow his car one time, and he had this car for years and years and years. Well, one day I ended up dropping something. I was trying to search like on the seat, like trying to find something under the seat or whatever, wherever it fell, and my hand brushed up against the seat itself. And apparently this was the spot. Oh, I'm getting the look. This was the spot that Dad had used every day.
For years,
too. He'd pick it and, you know,
slide it. He had like a jungle
so
of boogers
a, he had
down
a mound
there.
Of a like, mount, a booger mount.
It was like the forest of.
It was so bad, man.
What's the word I'm looking for? Of petrified boogers.
I was dry heaving, and Big D knows, man. Once I get the dry heaves, I can't stop. I'm like,
the thing is, it doesn't take much for him. But
no, it doesn't.
You have a very.
But it's weird. Like, I can handle things like you know, injuries and things like that. Like, you know.
It's gross things like
it's boogers.
Like Booger Mountain.
Booger Mountain got
me. Got him.
Booger Mountain got me.
It broke that man that day.
Don called it.
Booger Mountain. On that day, it broke another man.
Pick and stick.
I just sent the link to the podcast live stream to my friend Dominic, who is a chemist. And I sent him the clip right where you guys start talking about this, and he writes back, I still can't believe this is how you make a living. I'm like, you know what? Neither can I.
Neither can we.
There's at least one moment in every day at this job where one of us will go, oh, my God, are we getting – is this what we do? Have a 25-minute conversation about which Disney cartoons nobody died in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I think people like that. It's, you know, because we're no different than anyone else. It's just that, and that's what I hate about
storytellers. That's our thing.
What people who are in media, they forget to be themselves because that's what people want. They just want you to be you, And they get into this
and they want to know you.
Yeah, but they end up getting into this weird like DJ. Then I'm going to get into.
They don't want to hang out with Kim Kardashian. They want to watch them do their things.
Yep.
But they do want to know what your life is really like, and they don't want to see the fake stuff. Like, you know, they don't want to see you pretending to be you. They want to actually see you being you.
Yeah, they want to hear your Booger Mountain story. Yeah,
I don't want to forget Booger Mountain.
I don't want to get too inside, but I'll go behind the curtain a little bit. And I heard Carson earlier today talking about how excited she was about this new Def Leppard tour they're going on, and how, you know, it might be the only band she loves more than Garth Brooks is Def Leppard and stuff. And I remember I suddenly had this thought of what a consultant, you know, like what one of our old bosses at the big corporate radio company would have said.
How dare you say that you like something more than a country artist.
That would have been one, but I can actually hear people don't care about what you think. Nobody cares how excited you are. This, you know, you're making the, and it's because they totally misunderstood the fact that, no, that's our job. Our job is to tell you about ourselves. It's not conceit.
But I also
it's
like
sharing.
My favorite part of our job, and I know this sounds silly, but and I'm not saying it completely dumb or nothing. I like hearing people's stories when they're good on good days. When we have great callers, it is the best thing ever.
Because we're storytellers.
Yeah.
Whether we're telling a story about Booger Mountain or we're telling a story about, you know, the new frickin', what's the word I just lost there, the Def Leppard tour that's coming up and how excited we are about it, or whether we're letting you tell your story about whatever. That's it.
There's something to the connection that we all have, and I love that.
Yeah, good connection.
you can't tell that story.
No.
Oh man.
I'm Googling recipes for this weekend.
Let me Bing that.
I've talked about this sous vide unit I have, which cooks. It slow cooks food in hot water.
Are we going to do this now? I am absolutely starved.
Oh, dude, look what
you're going to kill me if you do this.
I found a thing where you take ribs and you season them up. First off, if you're going to make ribs, as some people may not know this, there's a membrane on the back of those ribs.
It's insane.
Insane in the membrane.
Take
insane.
It off.
You
need to remove that membrane. You got to take some paper towels and kind of, it's not the easiest, but you can take it off.
It'll
literally peel off in one big thing. Anyway, take it off, and then you take your seasonings and whatever you like. People like, you know, different kind of rubs that you like. And then you cook them for 36 hours at 150 degrees. And then they come out. And the meat is perfect, and then it
just falls off and the whole thing.
Well, you know, you don't want meat. People go, it falls off the bone. That's actually too. That's too much.
Oh no,
you've overcooked it.
There's a guy that does ribs that I love, and not only does it just fall off, but the cartilage, you know, the little hard cartilage at the end of the ribs, that is like gelatinous, and it is so awesome.
Yeah, to me that's cooked. If it falls off the bone, it's,
I like
to me it's cooked too. It's you've gone too far, and I like the meat a little firmer to where it kind of adheres to the bone, and it's all a unit. But
a unit.
What kind of moron does that sound like? So anyway, that's what I'm going to be doing today. I'm going to be prepping some ribs, cooking them for.
So okay, so your
three
wife
days.
And kids are all gone. You just go home and cook ribs by yourself.
I did that
2 days.
I did that whenever when Stacy and the kids were gone. I did
it anyway.
Yeah, it's weird.
No, I'm not knocking it. I think that sounds like a fantastic.
It's really weird. Like when my family's gone, I do that too. Like I did charbroiled oysters, you know, in the half shell, and then I did tons of like, you know, jalapeno poppers and things I would never cook whenever the family's around because I don't have time because they're all like, I'm hungry.
I always want tacos.
Ugh. And nobody ever agrees. Like last night, I wanted Mexican. They wanted Chinese. Guess what we had? Chinese.
I was going to say Chexican.
Chexican is Chexican.
What we had. So anyway, I'm liking this this new cooker. It does take a longer time to cook stuff. But what you can do is you can buy cheaper meats that just aren't as good quality. You know, the more fibrous. You
but
know,
by cooking tougher, them better, it becomes.
You cook them longer. They
buy like a London broil or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just cook it down,
that sounds good, man.
It really is. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm banging it.
I cooked frozen steaks last night. We got some frozen steaks for Christmas.
I almost took those out of here the other day.
I took them, and I had to thaw them because they were wrapped in plastic, and I couldn't get the plastic off without it. But I just thawed them just a little bit, and then enough to get the plastic wrap off of them, and then I seared them really hot on both sides, and then put them in the oven for an hour and a half.
Yeah,
pretty good.
350.
Yeah, I mean, it's better if you can cook them at 200 for. You know, 2.5 hours, they'll be even better. But it was late and I wanted to eat.
Yeah.
I've been broiling stuff lately.
Like,
I've been lazy. Like, you know, like we've been, you know, you do the crock pot thing and all that, but I've been broiling roast lately. I'll take a big, thick roast and I'll cut it in half.
I usually start there.
Like, slice
and then
it across the middle.
Like, I'll broil it first to brown it and then cover it and then bake it to let it really get tender.
I don't know why, but do you, whenever you broil it, do you put water and everything in the bottom of the pan?
No. Oh. I usually broil it just to brown it, but I haven't tried that. You have to, I should say, you should be careful if you put oil in a pan, you know, and then you broil it, you know.
I didn't say oil. I said water.
No, I know,
water.
But anything that will create grease. Like, I broil smoked sausage. Take some smoked sausage and then split it long ways and just put it in a pan and then broil it. And it's almost like cooking it on a grill. It's got, I mean, it's, you know, it's got this really kind of cool.
Dude, remember that thing where I said, let's not talk about food because I'm starved?
Yeah.
We should stop.
It's hitting me right now.
It's good. It's good, man. It's good stuff.
That's our podcast. Fat guys talking about food.
Matthew actually just said, I was going to eat a salad today, but I'm rethinking that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I rethought that a long time ago. I would start with a salad. You know, I've actually, people think it's weird because I do dessert a lot of times first. I'll get in and I'll get the cheesecake first. And they're like, no wonder you're fat and whatever.
I'm
going to
be the
I'm
bad
happy.
Guy and say.
I know. I get it.
How's that working for you?
I don't care how it's working for me. It's good.
Dang,
I just hate like eating and then being full.
I said before I said it was going to be the mean thing to say.
Yeah, I'm not saying it. I hate whenever you're full and then like you've been. There's one place I go to specifically for the key lime pie because they have the meringue that's like 8 inches tall and everything. It's great. But like you get to that point where you're like finally done with dinner and then you're full and you're like, well, I'll skip it.
Yeah. Somebody texted in and said, what are y'all's thoughts on Tide Pods challenge? I think
I can't believe
natural
people are
selection.
That stupid. Yeah, I'm
natural.
I mean, I don't think we're supposed to say that, but that was my first thought. Yeah. Was
if anyone is not, first of all, talk to your kids. Let's get that out of the way. I had to sit down and I was having the Tide Pod discussion with my son and daughters, and they were like, "Dad, do you think we're stupid?" And I'm like, I know, but I have to get this all out just to make sure that I've said it and I have no regrets later.
Like, this is a real deal, right? Like, this isn't something
like
people
are dying. There are people who have been dying from eating these dumb things.
I'm just saying that.
According to the news.
There's also the news said that there were, you know, clowns in the woods and there weren't. It's just stupid. Things are being faked. I just want to make sure this is a legit
thing. No one has died, I don't think, from doing the Tide Pod challenge. But
I saw
people
two
do
kids,
die from eating
two
Tide
children.
Pods.
I saw two children died from doing the Tide Pod thing the other day.
Well,
on the news.
That's what started this. This started because of an article that said more adults than children had died from eating Tide Pods. Because they look like candy and they smell good. But it wasn't...
They smell like clean laundry, which, yum, that's what... I always think sounds delicious.
I'm trying to think of the nice way to say this. It wasn't highly functional adults who died. It was people with, you know,
it could have been anything.
Challenges.
They could have done anything. Yeah,
yeah, but they weren't technically children, okay? And that's what started this. People say, oh, these things might kill you if you eat them. We're going to start challenging each other to eat them. Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't eat things that aren't food. How about that?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Hey, kids, don't eat things that aren't food.
We used to do dumb things in school, though. We used to take you guys remember the erasers? You take erasers and erase you make a mark on your skin And it was permanent. You didn't even remember that.
Rubber. I thought you meant like chalkboard erasers.
No, like rubber eraser. Yeah, like on a pencil.
Yeah, where people like do little fake tattoos.
Yeah, yeah. And it would like permanently, you know,
scar your
skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should do that. I didn't do it. I didn't do anything.
No, we have people right now who are arguing that clowns were caught in several places.
Oh my God. Also, Tim and Faith are about to buy a house
in our neighborhood.
Very close to where you live.
What? Yeah. So crazy.
Yes, I heard that story.
Yeah, listen, if you saw clowns in your wood, in the woods, you saw it online. If you saw it online, it was faked and probably faked terribly.
Man.
And you fell for it. And I don't know why. It's not my fault.
I don't know if I'm completely jaded or not, but, you know, I watch a lot of TV. And I can't handle how much fakery is going on lately.
Oh, the bad acting and all that kind of.
Like, I watch a lot of different shows, and I'm not going to call the shows out because Hunting Hitler is one of my favorite shows. But there are things in there that they do where you're going, oh, my gosh.
It's cringy. It's so bad.
Look, I think Hitler got out. I really do.
I do too.
I think he lived. I think he probably went to South America. I think he escaped. That body that was found burned in the bunker was not his. You know,
Here's the only reason I think that, because I tend to not believe, or that he didn't. That he got away. I tend to not believe conspiracy theories, and I've read more about Hitler than 10 normal people. But the thing that has always bothered me was that he went through with marrying Eva, and then they killed themselves. And it was obvious that he killed her first. So I think that whole part of it was done to make it seem like it was him.
I'll tell you my problem with the whole thing is...
You know what I mean? Like, they did it... He did... If his plan was to escape and make it look like that was him... The easiest way to do that was to bury the burned guy that was supposed to be him, with his actual mistress who he had just married. So it was his wife. So that seemed more, you know, like, yeah. he wouldn't kill her. Yeah, he wouldn't kill her and then put some random person's body next to her. Like, that was, obviously that's him. We found him next to his wife. So it's really him.
Yeah, she was a
pawn in that whole thing. I think he was
the type of person who believed his own press. I mean, if you know anything, I've read so many different books. Yes, listened to audiobooks where I've read these books where they break down different things. And there's so many different ones where they talk about how he was insistent on everything being their God-given right to do this, whether it was the Russia invasion or the Battle of the Bulge or all these different things. Everything was always, this is the way it is going to be, and I'm the great Führer because of this and that. He never, ever, ever, ever had backed down in him. And to give up at the end like that is very... I mean, the guy was the biggest narcissist and probably hugest ego on the planet. He's not going to give up like that. He's going to escape and go start again.
The other argument to that is, from a psychological standpoint, when you realize you've lost, the only thing to do is kill yourself, and because you don't let yourself lose. He never lost. He died. He was dead. He never had to see it. So there is some psychological truth.
But if you watch that show, Hunting Hitler, they've got some pretty good stuff. I mean, they show like all the different places where they've got the bunkers and the nuclear facilities and all kinds of crazy things that they were working on in South America. And actually in Norway and all that other stuff. We got to get those guys on the show. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll tweet them here after we're done. God bless you.
Bless you.
Good. Oh, we didn't get to see your sneeze face.
Oh, man.
Dang it.
I don't want to see your sneeze face. Other things going on in the world. People are losing their minds over this whole memo, release the memo. What is the deal with that?
I haven't clicked on that.
Apparently yesterday, and I don't have to get super political about all the...
What happened was the Intelligence Committee had access to this memo because they're on the... They're on the Intelligence Committee in the House.
Hey, did you get it?
What?
Get what?
The memo.
You're so adorable when you say it like that.
The thing is that this is why nothing ever gets done here. This is why.
Anyway, go ahead.
You guys can't focus past the memo.
Release the memo.
So I don't even remember what the heck I was saying. Yes, I really don't.
Yes, you do.
The Intelligence Committee had access to it. And so they voted on whether or not to let the entire House read it. Does that make sense? I'm oversimplifying this. So the Intelligence Committee can decide whether or not they want to let everyone in the House of Representatives see what they can see.
All right.
In this memo. They took a vote. It was a straight party line vote. All the Republicans voted that the entire House should be able to read it. All the Democrats voted that they should keep it a secret.
So because of that, it's a secret?
No, it's been released to the whole House. And now every member of the House of Representatives is classified to read it, and they've all read it. And all the Republicans are out saying, this needs to be public. People need to see this. And all the Democrats are saying,
so it's obviously
no.
a political
so whatever
something.
Whatever it is.
Party, it's
I
totally
don't know what's
right
in that
down
memo,
the party lines.
But I do find it hypocritical that the party of this needs to be, you know, we need to be transparent. Transparency, you know, I mean, granted, that was a long time ago. That was Obama's first campaign where
08.
He wanted government transparency. Suddenly, we don't want government transparency. There's something in that memo.
In that what?
That, in that memo that the Democrat congressmen don't want you to see. And I'm not trying to be political. I'm being serious. That's the truth. That's the straight up down truth. I don't know what it is. I don't know why they don't want you to see it. Maybe they think it's too classified.
It's not even a real thing. But if you make it a thing, everybody believes it's a thing.
That's the conspiracy theory on the other side, is that there's nothing in the memo, but that it's too classified to be public, and the Republicans are making it look like it's damning to the Democrats, so that they, you know, so if that's the case, release it.
There's so many dumb games in, I tweeted about it earlier, about the whole government shutdown thing, on a separate argument about the memo and all that, and I'd like to hear more about
it. Sorry,
but
the what?
The memo.
But you just don't do it as well.
Yeah,
well
the memo.
It's not natural for me. I have my own words.
It's memo.
It's the memo.
Okay, well, the memo. I was just going to say the government shutdown. You got these guys, again, completely on party lines. Oh, we're not going to cave. We're not going to cave. We're not going to give an inch. We're not going to give an inch. And nothing gets done. So the government shutdown's about to happen, and they're going to just keep blaming each other when the problem is they are all at fault. You know, these dumb idiots are acting like babies because they can't get their way 100%. There was a guy that we dealt with back in the beginning of our careers who said, you know, if you go through a contract negotiation and you don't feel like you got screwed, then the deal isn't right.
Yep.
If you feel like you got screwed and the other person feels like they got screwed, then you know what? It's probably a fair deal. Yep. And the problem is right now is nobody wants a fair deal. They want
their way, and the only
way is their way. And that's terrible, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's all hostage.
We had to work with it. They hold us all hostage. We worked with people that we hated. I mean, there were people in our radio lives that just were disgusting to be around because you knew things about those people or you just saw the way they treated people. And we still worked with them. You still have to work with them, and you still have to meet in the middle. I mean, yep. And that's on a personal level. This is not a political level. Get over it, government. Get past this thing, and let's fix stuff. And release the memo.
Yes. I have a feeling we need to see what's in that memo. We do. And if you don't think we should release the memo, ask yourself why. Is it just because you find yourself on the other side, and so now you don't want to see it?
I want to see all the memos. I don't want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see the stuff that damns both sides.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's all there. Listen,
it's all there.
Nobody in the government is clean.
Oh, they're not.
Absolutely.
Everyone's got their own thing, man. They all do. That's why it doesn't matter. My dad used to say, "Who are you going to vote for?" He's like, "What's it matter?" I'm like, "What do you mean, what's it matter?" He goes, "What's it matter? Nothing's going to change. They're all the same." By the time you get to that level, You're corrupt. You are. I'm like, okay. Well,
are you kidding me? Remember the thing with the school board and the teacher last week that went crazy?
Politics is
corrupt everywhere.
At that level.
We're talking the school board in, you know, Evangeline Parish in, no, it was Vermilion Parish in Vermilion Parish in Louisiana is that
And what
corrupt.
Was it the guy was giving himself a raise? He basically had everybody give the...
Here's what it was. So the school board has eight people on it, and they've been trying to get the superintendent, who is not on the board. He works for the board. So they're trying to get the superintendent a new contract that has a raise in it. They had voted on it a couple of times, and it was four people for it, four people against it. So no contract, no raise. The superintendent's working without a contract. They can't agree on a new one. So it's a deadlock. And then one of the members of the board dies. The guy who died was one of the four people who kept voting against it.
We need to check the grounding of your microphone. No, every time you touch it, it's like...
You can't vote for a new contract with a 4-3 majority. It has to be 5-3 or more. But you can appoint a temporary board member
with a 4-3 majority.
Yeah, so the president of the board, who wanted the superintendent to get a new contract, appointed someone, and he told the press that the reason he appointed that person was because he would vote for the contract. They approved him with a 4-3 vote, and then they immediately scheduled a vote to
give the other
to
guy
give
a raise.
The superintendent a raise and a contract, and they won.
And not just a little raise; it was like $38,000 or something crazy.
$38,000 a year.
A $38,000 raise,
in a county or a parish, where teachers make $47,000, and this guy got a $38,000 a year raise. But regardless of that, they should have waited until
they had somebody permanently
he had been
on
working.
There.
Yeah, they should have waited until they could have an election and get.
Can
somebody
we go back
elected
to talking
to
about
go.
Booger Mountain? Something fun. I mean, that's like...
I'm just saying, that's corrupt. I don't care what your definition, what side you're on, that's the definition of corrupt.
Yeah.
Weaseling the system to where it works the way you want it to work.
Well, it's like the way they redraw the districts all the time.
God, that's so corrupt.
If you don't think politics is corrupt, look at that. They redraw districts just to make sure
that they can stay in
power. That's insane. The Republicans do it. The Democrats do it. They all do it.
Absolutely, they go,
well, this is going to be our district. That's why the districts are shaped like, you know, puzzle pieces instead of, you know, like it should be. They should be squares. I'm in charge of the square. You're in charge of that square.
Oh, but then both sides will argue that that's not fair because of some reason.
Because
they
then
made
we
up.
Would rely on voters to decide who gets in here.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
You know what we should do about it?
Hey, what's up?
Booger Mountain.
I want to talk about something that's really important, though.
Okay.
How is it that Hank Williams Jr. is still not in the Country Music Hall of Fame? I went on a date. I didn't talk about this at the time. I went on a date about a month before I met Vivica with this girl who it went really well. And then about an hour into the date, she asked me who I voted for. And so
that's never good first date talk.
That's not good first date talk.
Or then maybe it is.
The thing is, most people are not super pro Trump or super pro Hillary. Most people were kind of in the middle going, okay, well, I guess I'll vote for this one, whatever side, you know. Well, she was very passionate about her candidate. And I remember thinking, and she was bothered that I wasn't as passionate as she was. And I'm like, you know what? This isn't going to work. Because you know what I care about more than politics? You know, I care about the fact that Hank Williams Jr. is not in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
And that dessert is coming.
Yes. And I care more about what's going on in the college football season. And like, I'm sorry, but I care about politics, but not that much. Because I realize that it's all a big, you know, game of three-card Monty. And they're just trying to trick us.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, now you see the card. Which one's a card? Which one's a card? I don't know. I don't care. How about I don't play? You know?
Yep.
You know how I can keep my $20?
Don't play.
Don't play.
That's what we learned from what was the movie back in the 80s, Bubba, with the guy, we were going to have thermonuclear war with the supercomputer?
Oh, War Games.
War Games. And
would
he says,
would you like to play a game?
Would you like the best? The best thing is to not play. You remember that at the very end?
Yeah, it's War Games.
Would you like to play a game?
It was the guy versus the computer.
Yeah, he literally just said that.
But no, what I'm saying, he tricked
it. He just
it.
Literally he said used, that, too.
He used tic-tac-toe to trick the computer.
Yeah, and it kept being a tie. It kept going, it's the same result. It's the same result. And finally he says, you know, you know, perhaps the best thing the game to play is to not play, you know, whatever.
Do you remember the, my favorite takeaway from that movie, because I saw it years later because it came out when I was a little bitty kid, is that they would, they had the big handset phone, and they picked up the phone and dialed the number for the modem and then put the phone on this weird modem thing so that it could talk to the...
A modem cradle?
Yeah, like so that the actual handset of the phone could talk to the modem through the computer. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I think I want to watch that,
that
now.
That was crazy. When I had a phone jack that plugged directly into the computer, that technology seemed crazy. Now, my computer gets the internet out of the air. So... We have come a long way in 30 years.
Jaden says, I'm 10.
Jaden?
Jaden.
Okay.
Jaden. He got the memo. Jaden says, I'm 10. I'd like to hear some funny jokes. I'm watching you guys on Facebook with my mom. We love you guys. Hey, Jaden.
So Jaden!
Sure, Jaden. Here you go. Why do scuba divers fall backwards off the boat?
I give up.
Because if they fell forward, they'd still be on the boat. Why don't dinosaurs clap? Because they're dead. Why don't ants get sick? Because they have little antibodies.
Oh, God. I have a joke, but it's not appropriate for G8, and so I should probably skip it.
Did you hear about the two thieves who stole a calendar? They each got 6 months.
Why do gummy bears not smile?
Why?
They have no teeth.
Yeah. What do you call a bear with no ear? A b. That's my daughter's go-to joke if you ask her to tell you a joke.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot? A carrot.
Where do cows go for entertainment?
The carnival?
To the movies.
To the movies.
Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of movies, Definitely Maybe is on Netflix.
Yeah, it
is. One of the best movies, and easily, I don't want to hear, you know, all the Deadpool people hating on me, but it's the best Ryan Reynolds movie ever. See? Dude, that movie's great.
No, it's not better than Van Wilder. It's not. Oh,
leagues better.
No. Without Van Wilder, there is no Ryan Reynolds, first of all, and Van Wilder is a great movie. It is. It's a cult classic.
I don't remember.
Oh, it's so good.
That's the thing. I don't remember, which means it wasn't that great.
Because you probably have never seen it all the
way
through.
I have seen it.
It's fantastic. So, definitely maybe good. Definitely maybe better than Serendipity? I don't think so.
Serendipity is
same movie. It's basically the same movie.
Mm.
I mean, it's pretty close. Mm. One of them has a kid as the method of telling the story. That's the only difference.
Which is good. Have you seen it, D?
No.
Okay, so you got, basically, you got this guy.
You're talking to somebody who couldn't care less.
No, it's a great movie. You got a guy, he's a divorcee, and he gets his daughter on weekends, and the daughter asks, how did you and mom meet? So what he does is he tells stories about the last three women he dated, and then he makes her guess which one was her mom. And it's cool because you end up getting favorites. Like, you're like, that's my favorite. I hope that's the mom. And you start rooting for
only
people.
Only Bubba.
Whatever.
Only, you're the only person who watched the movie.
Dude, if you don't root for.
I can see how you'd root for him. I get it.
And then, like, the one that it was,
you might
you're
do
like,
it, but
no!
You don't verbalize it like that in the middle of it.
He
you
does.
Just don't.
He's,
he does.
He's like a chick who watches a movie.
I don't even
or
know.
Or going to a movie with my bud.
I'm not saying, look, Definitely Movie. Definitely Maybe's great. And I saw it in the theaters. And I think it's fantastic. I think Serendipity was better.
Serendipity is great.
In fact, I'm pretty sure you're the one who told me.
Yeah.
Serendipity was better. And then I watched it and I agreed. So, actually taking Bubba's side from.
Hey, what's that? What's that sci-fi movie with. It's a chick. She's kind of odd, kind of quiet. Contact. Have y'all seen that?
The Jodie Foster?
Jodie Foster.
I've seen that.
It's pretty good, man.
That's old.
It is. Yeah. I just saw it. I just happened to see it on something or the other day. It just made me think it's a great movie, too.
I'll tell you another quirky one. I don't even know if it's on Netflix anymore. That is really good. Is Safety Not Guaranteed.
I don't know that
If you can find it on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or wherever you can, it's really cool. It's about this guy who takes out an ad saying he needs a time travel companion because he wants to change something in the past.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you know, you have to bring your own weapons, safety not guaranteed. So these people at the newspaper are like, oh, let's follow up on this story. And they send somebody to go and kind of, you know, apply for the job. And then it goes through this. I'm not going to ruin it because it's really cool.
Safety Not Guaranteed.
It's an indie film. I'm telling you, watch it to the very end. It's great.
Well, I think we all watch the movie to the very end, Bubba.
Most people watch movies to the very end.
It's a great movie. Hey.
Better
watch
movie.
It to the very end.
Better chick flick.
Okay.
Definitely Maybe or Serendipity.
I have never seen either.
Oh,
what?
Get out. Get back out.
Oh, gosh. You're more dude than me and Patrick.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Jaden.
I've never even heard of Definitely.
Definitely Maybe. What? Ryan Reynolds, he's a dad. Okay, he's a dad.
No,
I'm going to tell you the story
the one where, like, he's telling his daughter, the women that might have been your mother, because that's not weird to tell your 10-year-old
about your... No, it is weird, but it's a great movie.
Okay.
But you have to watch it through to the
end. Because if you don't watch it through to the end...
Or I can just pull it up on Wikipedia right now.
No,
don't do that.
Don't ruin it.
Oh, and by the way, I've been watching The Crown on Netflix.
So good.
Oh, my gosh. That's by far the best TV I have seen, well, since Doctor Who went off the air a couple of years ago. And I'm waiting for the new Doctor Who series. But
it is
fantastic. Like, I have people that I'm sad to see go, like Tommy. I'm on episode 8. Tommy's leaving now. And I'm sad. You know,
Tommy Lassels is not leaving, just so you know.
Okay, really?
No.
Tommy Lassels never goes away. I think it's Paul Bettany who's in talks to join The Crown right now, who's like a big deal
British
actor.
They're replacing them.
Yeah, every 2 years they have different characters, apparently, from what I've read.
No, not new characters. They're replacing the Queen and Prince Philip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, they've only done 2 seasons, but they're taping season 3 is getting underway now, and they're... Because obviously...
D's so out of it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because obviously you can't have the same actress.
That passion that you have about certain shows, like whenever you were into Twin Peaks and all that? It's kind of like what I got going on right
good,
now.
It's good, huh?
Yeah, it's great.
Can you
it's
understand really the people?
Yes.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And what I also do is not only do I understand them, but I also put subtitles on.
I have to do that with Outlander because those Scottish accents, I have no idea what half the guys are saying.
You know, I don't read them constantly, but if I miss something, I can just glance down and go, oh, okay, that's what he said.
The latest comment on the podcast just said, everything's better with Carson.
Everything is better with Carson.
I'm like a spice.
Just so you know, people
I'm the
responding
Mrs. Dash
positively.
Of radio.
She's our Spice Girl.
But yeah, getting back to the thing is they have a 2-year plan, basically. They're going to go the whole life of the Queen and the whole the Prince Philip thing and all that. But every 2 years, they're going to change actors to age them appropriately.
They better get people as good as the people they have now.
Matt Smith,
really
Prince Philip, he's awesome. Matt
Apparently
Smith
he
used
to be
Doctor Who,
which is the only reason Bubba's even watching this.
That is actually how I got roped into it.
Oh, okay.
My wife was like, hey, we ought to watch this. And I was like, and then I saw Matt Smith and I'll watch that. And I'm glad I did.
Jaden says, those are super funny jokes. Why did the computer cross the road? To see another site. Thank you, Jaden. Jaden's 10, by the way.
I like that one.
Yeah. Well, that's good for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, it is. And he says, Big D, you're my favorite.
Aww, man. Sweet.
Does he really say that, or are you just making that up because we can't see the text?
I made that up.
Hey, Jaden, why was Tigger dirty?
Because he was always hanging out with Pooh?
Because he was playing with Pooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
That is really bad.
Oh, rabbit.
Oh, we want to tell terrible jokes. I got some terrible ones.
Yeah, Five Whiskey Patrick or whatever it is.
Yeah, I can tell you some jokes you can't repeat.
Hey, Jaden, I want to introduce you to my buddy here, Five Whiskey Patrick.
Now, it's dry January, so these jokes won't be nearly as funny.
Yeah, weren't you going to do like a podcast?
I'm going to do a podcast. I decided to wait until mid-February so I can start drinking it.
Is it called Five Whiskey Patrick?
It's going to be called Five Whiskey Patrick.
I think that's a good name.
Now, are you going to do it like drunk history?
No, but we're going to drink during the podcast. Sometimes we will get to Five Whiskey Patrick, but I got to be careful with that because I got to be able to leave here. You know, Five Whiskey Patrick is not capable of operating heavy machinery.
You just need to set up a studio at your house, man.
Yeah.
Why can't you do it on your phone?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that might be safer.
On my phone. No.
I saw people doing it at Starbucks.
Well, that's podcast? Gross.
Yeah, I did that. I went to Starbucks one day with a friend of mine, and there's these dudes sit outside with their table, and they've got their little mics going, and I thought, really?
Oh, my God.
I think that's great.
Oh, I was like,
because Wi-Fi is good there.
Yeah. I would be bringing people in. I'd be going, hey, yo, come here.
You got the guy from the drive-thru like, this unicorn frappuccino doesn't have enough glitter. And I'm sure they were talking about Doctor Who. I have no doubt.
Pretty sure one of them was Bubba.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? In retrospect, one of them was Bubba. No, I'm going to do it here because the microphones are better and because it's a better place for people to meet. Like, it's going to be an interview podcast. I don't want to invite people to my house.
Yeah, but I think that if it's called Five Whiskey Patrick, everyone's rooting on you to get to Five Whiskeys.
Well, then maybe I should call it something else.
Like, you should be at Five Whiskeys before they show up.
No.
Can you fake it?
Oh, I can fake it, but...
Let's hear Five Whiskey Patrick fake.
Man, I don't know. First thing you got to do is you got to kind of lean back like, I don't care. Okay.
Patrick,
that's
Carson,
not Five Bubba, Whiskey.
That's
it
not
up?
Five Whiskey Patrick?
What? Five Whiskey Patrick is Mexico. Loud.
Oh, yeah. I'm always loud.
We'll see if it matches the real drunk. So that was pretty good. Now let's, we have audio of Patrick legit drunk.
No, this is not audio. I don't
remember
drunk.
What that would be titled.
You're talking
me.
About Jamaica when I was
I was looking under Cancun.
And,
that's.
And yeah, it was not good.
It wasn't. No, you were
out of
your mind.
But I wasn't drunk. There's a difference.
Now, I've called you and woke you up before, and this is not the same.
Oh, no,
Patrick.
There was other things. I was.
What are you
it was
saying?
A mixture of alcohol and Xanax is what had put me in that state.
Oh, because you took Xanax
because
you're a flight.
Because I don't fly.
You don't like to fly. Yeah. And so you took a bunch of those.
Do you not know this whole story? Have I never told this on the air or on the podcast? I took two Xanax. I ate nothing. I traveled for 15 hours. I got to the hotel, and instead of eating dinner, I started drinking. But I only had maybe three or four. I think it was only three whiskeys.
What are you going to do to get over to England? How many Xanax are you going to have?
Oh, at least one. I mean, you know.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
I'm not looking
but
forward
I mean, if you
once
to
the,
do
once
two...
I'm on the once I'm in the air on the plane, it's okay. It's getting on the plane. I don't want to get on the plane.
Just fitting in the seat.
And this, not just that. Hey, I fit in the seat better than I used to.
Yeah, you do.
But no, I'm terrified of it. But once I'm on the plane and it's taken off and we're in the air, I'm fine.
Do you have any album?
I can't find it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Cancun. Like, I mean, Jamaica.
I know. And
it's the first call. There's a gold. It's in gold.
It's in gold.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yes. It was so good, we moved it to gold.
Yeah. Oh, that did you not get everything.
Okay, boys. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Did you not get the Mimmo?
The Mimmo?
Yeah, we put a Mimmo about it. Did you get
No, all I have is Patrick's Monkey King thing.
I'll get it.
Oh, jeez.
Which is great. One of those you heard is a human. One is Patrick all happy.
It's called Drunk Patrick.
Oh, wow. It couldn't have been labeled anything dumber.
How much harder could
how'd
we make this?
How'd you not find that?
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Okay, good. Bye-bye. Okay, good. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think that sounds more like that's legit. You're fake. You're going to have to really do this, man.
Okay.
Carson was just saying that's not Five Whiskey Patrick either.
No, that's...
Carson knows
that's
Five Whiskey Patrick.
That's incapacitated Patrick.
Yeah. Five Whiskey Patrick...
Is loud.
Five Whiskey Patrick is this guy. I talk at this volume all the time.
And perhaps somebody will keep talking and he'll just
what?
Roll.
Are you just going to talk?
Steamroll
no,
right
let me tell
over
you.
Well,
yeah. Yeah. That's,
oh, that sounds like just a lovely person.
Oh, it's great. The life of the party.
Did she hear me?
Yeah.
Did she hear what I just said? Patrick, shh. Yeah. I can't hear myself. It's fine. She can't hear me.
Okay. Well, I'd be dextering Patrick.
No, that's... Wow.
Just a real quick shot to the
just
neck.
Just right in there.
Pop, and good night.
I think we're blurring the line between Five Whiskey Patrick and Ten Whiskey Patrick, because Ten Whiskey Patrick is the one who says things he's not supposed to say.
Yeah, I remember.
Five is the perfect level.
I don't know. I was at a show with you, and...
Which one? Which...
Tim and Faith.
Tim and Faith.
Yeah, you
see how he doesn't remember it.
No, I'm trying to remember. Yeah. I got to remember how drunk I was.
I was talking to somebody else.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that was
and
way
then
past
I,
Five Whiskey Patrick. That was way past.
Give us a little That's bit not, more on that.
I want to hear this story. So what happened to Tim and Faith?
I was talking to somebody probably a good 20 feet away from him, and I see the horseshoe that has developed, and he. He's trying to talk to people in the horseshoe, and all of a sudden, he kind of breaks into it and then is complaining because people are in his way. You're in front of me! I can't see them! And this is like, this was a party. Mm. So this wasn't like at the show. This was a room where people were
he
talking.
He couldn't see who.
I don't know. There was a horseshoe of people that had developed, like, gathered around him, okay?
And it's then usually how it goes. It's usually a crowd of people listening to me tell some sort of terrible story.
I think he might have gone back through the horseshoe thinking there was a bar behind it to get another whiskey, but there wasn't. It was just a curtain.
This is Carson making things up.
No, I'm really not.
Keep going. Please.
Because then he got mad because somebody was in front of him, and he's like, I can't see. And you pushed this little girl out of the way.
Oh, that's nice. Good job.
What was a little girl doing at this party?
No, I mean, she was a 20-something. But yeah, you had gotten, I think, just confused about where the bar was.
I don't think that's
and
how
you
it
pushed
went.
Somebody. I don't. All I know is I turned around and I'm like, oh, dear.
Okay, good. Bye-bye.
I may need to get over there.
Yeah, you may need to rename your podcast.
Yeah.
I would like to hear 2 Xanax and 3 Whiskey Patrick podcasts.
That's how Elvis died.
Probably.
And you do it from the bathroom, just in case.
Bubba already cornered the market on...
Yeah, I've got one that I'm working on, my little pooping one that's coming. I got to figure out how to do it, because I've done like a test episode, and I was like, this is cool and everything, but it's under 10 minutes long, so it's me in the bathroom, and all while everything's going on. But the problem is, you know, after a while, is that going to play out?
Yes.
I think it would be better to have guests. So I'm trying to figure out a way to have a guest in the bathroom and we could both be there at the same time. I know. But
would
I'm
you have to do like
it.
like a stall?
I think
thing?
Maybe like in a public restroom or something. We just pick different places and we just go and
can you
hang
imagine
out.
Someone walking in on that?
I mean, you can't hold up the Starbucks bathroom that long.
Whatever I want.
Does the Wi-Fi work in the bathroom at Starbucks?
It does.
Then
it does.
There you are. I guess. Wow,
man. It doesn't matter where.
I'd like to see that pitch. You send the email, your text, like, so you want to do my podcast?
By the way,
it's
where should we meet? Well,
stall number three. Knock twice. Look for the.
Don't tap
fake Adidas.
Your foot next to the guy in the next stall.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but apparently it means something.
Okay.
It's the same thing as backing your car into the parking space at the park.
That means something too?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ask Carson. She's seen it.
I've just been a witness.
I back my car into everything.
Not at the park, you shouldn't.
Do you often go to parks alone?
During the day?
No.
Okay, you're fine.
Okay, you're fine.
You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'm like, what is going on here?
Nothing to see here.
I didn't know. I didn't know any of this stuff was a thing.
You can go about your business.
Yeah.
Wow. We have just learned something here.
Yeah. Well, it's a crazy world out there. Anything else, you guys?
I got nothing.
All right.
He's got ribs to cook, man.
I have to go buy ribs. Am I getting pork ribs, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Beef ribs would be pretty good if you cook them like that.
Yeah, if you cook them really long. Ooh. The only thing I don't like about beef ribs is they are tough. But if you cook them cooking for 2 days, maybe I'll get beef.
You're going to cook something for 2 days?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's insanity.
Yeah.
I get irritated if I have to set the timer for more than 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
If it's not done, I'm just going to eat the salmon raw. That's it. It's fine. Good on
you. Is there much different taste difference between the beef and pork?
Yeah, one tastes like beef and the other one tastes like pork. That's two totally different things. Yes.
Did you just do that to your...
Yeah, no.
You made that thing with your face and then you shook your head at me?
Yeah, I did.
Like a little eye roll?
Yeah, because it was the stupidest question you've asked in a long time.
I understand the difference.
Is there a big taste difference between the beef and the pork? Yes.
Does a pork chop taste like bacon?
No. That's two different kinds of pork, and they don't taste the same. But beef ribs and pork ribs don't taste the same.
It's the same. You're saying pork chops and bacon are not from a pig?
I just said they are both from a pig, but they taste different.
Oh, they said they're not.
Yeah.
You said different parts.
But I'm saying the difference between beef ribs and pork ribs is the difference between pork chops and steak. They taste different. They just do. What? Looking at me like I'm
the other white meat.
I'm the jerk. I'm just telling you the truth, man.
Do you like beef ribs?
Yeah, beef ribs. Beef ribs are big. You get the big beef spare ribs.
Yeah, well, no kidding, Patrick. They're beef.
I'm just saying. They're. See, now who's the jerk?
Man, it's me.
It's definitely you.
Come back around. Oh,
if you had a glove, that would have been thrown.
It would have been like one of those little slaps.
Seriously.
Anyway, so they're good, though?
They're good. If you cook them right, they're really, really good. They're harder to cook than pork ribs.
Let's hope you don't cook them wrong.
Just cook them longer, I guess, right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, 2 days, I think, is long enough.
Can you do
Look
both?
Up the recipe in the sous vide.
I guess it'll I could do
you.
Both.
Yeah, you could do both because they're in their own little bags.
They're in their own bags. Yeah. And I have a big, giant, like, it's a huge thing that I cook it in. I could cook, literally.
It's called
a hot
tub.
I could cook, I bet I could cook 50 slabs of ribs.
Oh, my gosh.
50 slabs?
So, yeah, you can do at one both. Time.
50
yeah, go
slabs?
Both.
50.
Like 50 entire racks.
Yes, 50 racks of ribs, yes.
At one time.
I could, yes.
How big is this thing?
Well, it's a big container. Like, you can cook it in anything. Seriously, you could put it in your bathtub if you wanted. It's just going to take longer to heat that water up. But once it gets to temperature, it keeps it at that constant temperature. So whatever's in that water, it's going to cook. It all cooks the same. It doesn't matter how much you have in it.
Treat yourself. Well, treat yourself.
You should get some of those pork ribs that taste like beef. I bet they're great.
Have you heard about those?
Or that beef that tastes like bacon.
Oh, yeah.
God, wouldn't that be the greatest thing ever?
Oh, yes.
You and I had steak wrap bacon the other night, and it was so good. They kept coming by going, would you like chicken? We went to a Brazilian place.
Bubba and I went to dinner together.
And so we're having dinner.
Y'all go to the Brazilian steakhouse?
Yeah. Oh, so they're coming by, and you know, we got our little things flipped up to green, so they're just constantly over. And every single time they came by with sausage, I was like, nope. No. And Big D's like, yep.
I mocked every, the sausage guy, by the way.
Sausage
at Brazilian
and chicken.
Steakhouse. Sausage guy comes by Brazilian steakhouse, and I just openly mock him.
Okay,
I'm like, are you serious?
I've never been to one of these things.
Oh, it's the greatest
thing
ever.
So explain this to me. You have a card that says, like, hey, yes, we want more meat, but you don't. The card doesn't tell them what kind of meat
they
you want.
No, right.
They just come by with a skewer.
Everybody's got different meats.
Oh.
Every guy's got a different thing.
And so they come
keep
by
rotating
and they're like,
the
would you like some sirloin? Yes, I would. And you have little tongs and you pull it off and you like put it on your plate. And they'll come by, would you like bacon-wrapped chicken? No, because I don't go to a steak place for chicken.
Mm-hmm. Bacon-wrapped chicken, solid at a lot of these places.
And they throw you, but here's the thing. If you want to be smart about it, you sit down and they say, hey, help yourself to the salad bar.
No.
Now the salad bar, it's really good.
It is really good.
It's really good.
They have those baked pineapples or whatever, or grilled pineapples, which are great.
It's over
fresh
the top.
Slice,
it's not your normal
sliced Parmesan, really nice.
It's not your normal salad bar. Don't fall for that.
I'll usually get some cheese and prosciutto.
So, like, that's a rookie mistake.
Yeah. Right. That's them trying to fill you up.
They're trying to fill you up.
Don't eat the mashed potatoes and all that stuff they put on
your plate. They also bring you little bread bowl balls.
Mm-hmm. Yep, don't eat that.
Don't eat them. Have one because they're pretty great.
So, okay,
don't
when it comes to, like, mashed potatoes and stuff.
Carson doesn't eat meat, so
do they bring those to the side?
Okay, I will say this. They have fantastic food for people who, like, you can be a vegan and eat some amazing food
there. But I'm just curious about the whole process. So, like side dishes, do you have to go up to the salad bar for sides, or do they bring them?
They do.
Well,
it's a little both.
Oh, okay.
But they'll bring you side dish of like mashed potoes and what's the other one?
The little banana.
The banana. Yeah, the banana.
Which is always kind of like a finisher for me.
It's kind of, skip it. And then you have a card. It has a red and a green on each side. On each one. And so you turn it over for you're ready for them to bring you meat, and you turn it to the green side.
I make it a 2-hour ordeal. I pace myself.
Oh, yeah.
I don't eat everything all
at once. If you don't have 2 hours and you're not super hungry, do not waste your money.
Nope, don't, because it's not cheap.
Mm. It's like, I think it was for the two of us, like $120.
Oof.
Yeah. And then they different guys come by and they have like
that was
their little
that was tip and everything.
Yeah.
And they have their little
less expensive ones.
South American looking Brazilian outfit on of some big tall boots.
They've got
boots.
This little plate
they hold with one hand, and then they have a big skewer with the other, and they walk up and they have different meats. So different guys walk around with different meats. It's like real life. It's like dating. Different guys have different meats, and and they bring over to you, and you're like, you sample, and you're like,
you want some of this?
My dating life would be much better if this is how it works.
It's basically speed dating with meat.
Bring
That's
them
what
to
it is.
Me.
And so you can do, like, the one guy will have, like, sausage links. Mm-hmm. And one guy will have filet mignon. And one guy will have...
Fish. There's a guy with fish.
Oh, I didn't see
I've
that.
Never seen the
Usually
fish.
Usually a smoked white, no, Brazilian
never,
white fish.
We didn't get
have.
The fish,
oh,
man.
That good.
They didn't have the fish our night.
Hmm. And there's the bacon-wrapped pork, which is meh. And the bacon-wrapped chicken, which is pretty good.
Oh, my God. How many of those lamb chops did I have? I had so many lamb
chops. Yeah.
Oh, I love lamb. If it's done right, and it was, I had one.
I think,
and from that point, it was like, keep them coming. I had probably 15 of them.
I do think that the sausage guy is like the redheaded stepchild of the Brazilian steakhouse.
I liked it, though. But yeah,
it's not
I get
bad,
it.
But it's
I
like,
see,
man,
it's
the
like,
best
man.
Sausage you could possibly bring me is not going to be bacon-wrapped filet. Like,
It's not going to beat that.
It's no.
No,
it's not.
I get it. But it is, you know, it's a variety.
It's kind of like if you ever go to a fancy party and they have people circulating with hors d'oeuvres and they come over, they're like, oh, would you like the arugula and goat cheese? Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
Skip on.
No, nope. Where's the person with the shrimp? Like, yeah. I want yeah. the, you know, I'm like chasing that person.
That time we
the
went
room.
To Garth Brooks's party and he had a guy walking around with filet mignon sliced
I'm
on
sorry,
the
what?
Bone. Filet mignon sliced on. It's, you have to say it
what's
that
the
way.
Matter?
In
you
this
don't
context.
Know how to say it? It was on the Mipmo.
It was on the Mipmo. Seriously.
It's
he's got a giant
what?
Platter.
The filet mignon.
A giant platter mignon. Of what?
And it's, help me out here, sliced yeah. thin on the bone.
It was
first
on
of all,
bone.
I didn't know filet comes next to the bone. Okay, I don't know. I don't know anything about a cow. I've never ordered a filet and it came with a bone. So they got this little curved bone with a tiny piece of filet and they're sliced thin so you could pick it up like an hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, and just eat it. And just destroy it, that.
Just, oh, and then it was so tender, it literally just kind of just.
Yeah.
You know, so every like, time the like guy the, came around, not only is Patrick taking, he's like, get one for me.
Yeah. Every time he came around, because Carson doesn't eat.
Enabler. Mm-hmm.
I never order filet in a restaurant.
How big were those shrimp?
The shrimp were as big as my hand.
Yeah, the shrimp were this big, man. They were 5 inches.
I'm not going to lie.
And they're walking around with hundreds of them. I'm like, that's the best party I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down. Carson's just saying yes because Garth Brooks was there.
Ain't no party.
Oh, I mean, he could have thrown tomatoes at me. It still would have been great. But no, that food was... Yeah. Amazing. No, it really was that good.
Is it his house?
No, this was at a really fancy steakhouse.
Do you really think Garth Brooks would invite me anywhere near his address?
No, I'm sure you're on some sort of a list of some kind of facial recognition.
Yeah, exactly.
It was cool. It was because they had given him
steakhouse. It was like it was very 50s Mad Men vibe of a steakhouse.
They had given him his seventh diamond award. So that like he's the
for
only
selling
person.
A bazillion albums. Mm-hmm.
You get a diamond award if you sell 10 million copies of one album. And no one has six albums that have sold 10 million copies, and Garth Brooks now has seven. So he's the only person to ever have seven diamond awards.
So he could afford the good shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
He could afford the fancy steak.
It was a fancy, fancy, fancy place. And I still couldn't tell you the name of that steakhouse while I was trying to look it up.
Somebody Rubies.
I don't know, but I'm thinking
it's
right
now.
It's
not Jack
Rubies,
but it's somebody Rubies.
Now is a good time for us to go and grab lunch.
We're not going to grab
the four of
Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Good, the four of us. We should go.
Well, Bubba
should
is go really. He's like he's afraid of being alone.
No, Bubba doesn't want to go home that. And he doesn't want to be alone.
No, you know why I want to go eat. Because at this point, I have to make a decision. Do I go to the gym or do I go home? Well, I can go home. That's fine. But if I need an excuse to go home without going to the gym because the gym is on the way to the home. See what I'm saying?
Go to the gym.
So if we have, but
we're not having lunch
go
today.
Go to the gym.
You people.
I got to go get pork ribs.
Yeah. Dee's got ribs
that
to cook for
like
2 days.
It tastes like beef.
When was the last time you went to the gym?
So the podcast this week is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Guys, are we done?
We're done. Everyone have a good weekend.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. You can listen to the regular show.
Yeah, we're back.
On the radio.
That's right.
Every day.
We'll be there.
It was the podcast.